City Comedy Club. This show is about to start. Please remember the rules of the road. No talking, no texting, or interrupting the show or photography of any kind. Atlantic City, are you ready for a killer night of comedy? Make some noise, Atlantic City! Louder, Atlantic City! Keep it going for your host. You've seen him on the Q on Fox 29. Please welcome Cherry Hill's own Russ Scooten!
A Jew, thank you, you're welcome, and I apologize, sir, if you've ever had to sit near any elderly Jews at a restaurant or behind any of our elderly Jews at the movies. I know it can be a pain in the ass, so I apologize on behalf of my people, my bad. There we go. See, we're getting off on the right foot, all right, everybody? Now, listen, studio audience, focus in. I am also going to milk you guys for some more cheap applause here at the top of the show here tonight, okay, miss? Keep the energy going. I'm gonna give some information about myself and then get the cheap applause. That's how this comedy thing works, okay? So like I said, I'm your host this evening. I am Papa Russ Gutten. I am a little Jew stoner hobbit who is very aware that I look exactly like Latino Jimmy Neutron fucked Elvis Costello with his haircut and glasses. Thank you, I'm aware of this, miss, okay? And me and my beautiful Guinea Catholic Italian wife, everybody, have two little beautiful pizza bagel little kids, Rocco Giovanni, our 7-year-old second grader, and our beautiful 3.5-year-old pizza bagel baby girl, Sophia Beatrice. This is where you give it up for me, studio audience. My junk, sir, thank you. My junk and I did it, sir, it's true. I got my wife pregnant on accident twice, sir, lickety split, no problem. I'm extremely potent, you know what I'm talking about, playa. I can tell by looking at you, game recognized, game, and etc. Okay, sir, but I've got to be careful, sir, though, okay? Because I have proven it now, okay, everybody? I am still obviously, even though it's a mystery to me, I am still obviously, sir, somehow extremely potent. I am somehow still extremely virile, despite all the weed I have been smoking since the 6th grade and out in the street with my special hash oil weed vape pen before the show here tonight, okay? It's an urban myth. Weed and Bernie Sanders lied. I am still potent as all shit, so stand back, ladies, okay? You can get pregnant at any time. Somebody's gonna lose an eye, alright? Old people's gonna go up, okay? It's like you're at the splash section at SeaWorld, ladies, okay? My wife assures me I have a very medium, girthy Shamu situation going on here. So please stand back, okay? Alright, everybody? Alright? But I've gotta be careful, sir, okay? Because, listen, I'm extremely potent. I've proven it, alright? And now that all the single ladies here in the studio audience and some of the recently divorced ladies here in the studio audience have heard that I have that good sperm, yo, and I'm popping out those perfect puppies, yo, two at a time, okay? I can hear these ladies' biological clocks ticking from up here. Tick, 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 tick. It's deafening, right, miss? Now I know how Superman feels, right, ladies? Right? Because the biological clock thing is a real thing, right, ladies? Right? Because my wife told me not too long ago before I found myself in this knocked up on accident second baby in a one-bedroom apartment that I couldn't afford a fit situation, okay, ladies? And she told me really clear, ladies, she said, Russell, I am getting pregnant again by the time I'm 35, whether you're the father or not, okay? All right, she said, it's either gonna be your kid or Rocco's mulatto half-brother that lives in your house and eats your gluten-free cereal, bitch, so you better get on it. That's what she told me, sir. It was gonna be Rocco and Barack otherwise. That's what she said. She said, every egg must go. It was a going out of business sale. So I did, ladies, I did. I fulfilled my wife's request. I treated my wife like IKEA. I got that beautiful bitch of mine on her back, I turned my dick into an accidental Allen wrench, and I put her dresser together. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, give it up for me, that's right. I cranked that shit together, sir. I didn't use the instructions, I didn't use the YouTube tutorial, nothing. Thank you, IKEA and Egg Harbor Township. Thank you, Swedish meatballs. Come on, thank you, okay, everybody? Now listen, everyone, okay? Now listen, the kid I had by accident the first time, Rocco Giovanni, okay, sir? He's 7 years old. He's in the 2nd grade. I'm gonna get some more cheap applause, okay? Because check this out. He's 7 years old. He's in the 2nd grade. He poo-poos on the potty by himself. He dresses himself. And I have also never left him at a Dunkin' Donuts or a Trader Joe's by accident yet. Thank you. Yes, thank you, everyone. It's true, sir. I've done the bare minimum as a parent, sir. It's true. I haven't lost the middle of the night because of this guy. No, sir. I'm responsible as all shit, Atlantic City. Thank you, okay? All right, but listen, everybody. The reason, though, I am so glad, though, to be out of the house and amongst all of you other grown people here tonight in Atlantic City is not to talk to you about my son, sir. Actually, my son is pretty delightful. He doesn't give me a lot to work with as a comedian. He's not pulling his weight in the household, okay? The reason I'm so glad to talk to all of you other grown people here tonight is to talk to you about my daughter, Sophia Beatrice, okay, miss? Because I love my daughter very much. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I love my daughter very much. I'm just not sure that I miss her when I'm outside of the house, you understand, okay? But I love my daughter very much, ladies, and I want you to get the wrong idea, okay? Because I'm going to get a big awe out of the studio audience when I say this next part about her, like an episode of Full House, okay? Okay, because this is true about my daughter, miss, okay? If I were to describe to you the way that my daughter looks to look at her, she looks like an American Girl doll or a Pixar character come to life. She's so adorable. Aww, right, everybody? Aww. But, sir, if I were to describe my daughter's personality to you, it would be that of a lady wrestler in 1987 of the Women Wrestlers of GLOW, or the enforcer on a ladies' roller derby team somewhere in West Deptford or up in Pennsylvania on a Saturday night, okay? Chainsaw, sir. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She's a little fucking tyrant, everybody. A little three-year-old tyrant. Kim Jones Sophia, that's what we call her around the house when we think she can't hear us because we're scared of her, okay, everybody? All right? All right? And this is true about my daughter, everybody. This is true. My daughter is very particular. She's very temperamental, okay, miss? All right? And this is true about my daughter. If my daughter does not like what program we are offering her to watch on the Netflix, or what snacks we are offering her to eat after the daycare. This is true. My daughter will walk over to whatever table or surface nearby is covered in items, walk over to it, wind up, and say, "Not this!" and clear the fucking table. Not this! She even does the sliding double-handed table clear, sir. Fucking goldfish and dead animals everywhere. It's like shrapnel in a war movie, you know what I mean? I turn into Gerard Butler in all his movies, sir. I'm like, run for your lives! She's on the loose! There's no telling what she's capable of! Oh my god, she's a fucking table clear, sir. She's a fucking table clear. I couldn't believe it the first time. I couldn't believe it the sixth time, okay? Now, the first thing I had to do, obviously, sir, as a responsible father and comedian in this situation, was try not to laugh, because it is delightful, okay, sir? I don't know if you've ever seen anybody actually clear a surface in a fit of rage right in front of you, but you and I have never tasted such freedom. You and I would be arrested for that shit as adults. Now, Sophia, she just goes about her day eating more goldfish and animals than I gotta get for her too fucking sweet, because I'm fucking terrified of this bitch, okay, everybody? All right? But then I thought to myself, everybody, this is quite the mystery, right? Because I thought to myself, Sophia Beatrice is only 3 years old. Where could she have possibly learned this table clearing move already, right, miss? What sick fuck child program are we showing my kids on Disney Junior or Sprout where the lead character just clearing shit off, okay? Well, I will tell you, sir, I'm a pretty good Jew as far as Jews go, okay? So I did all the research on the programming we show my children, okay? I did all my due diligence, if you will, for any of you taxpayers out there. There's one, okay, in the back, all right? And I watched every single program we show my children, sir. You know what I discovered? Not once did I see Elmo or Daniel Tiger clear a fucking table at the preschool when they didn't get my tour of juices juice they wanted to share and make a fucking song about it, okay? So it's not the programming we're showing my children, right, miss? Me and my wife are pretty good parents so far, wouldn't you say? Right, miss? Do not call child services, miss. I've seen that look many times at the Target at Walmart, many times, okay, all right? But ladies, that's why I'm so glad that there are so many ladies here tonight, okay? Because I have actually put together the clues where Sophia is getting this table-clearing behavior from, ladies, okay? I solved the mystery, and I put together the clues, okay, ladies? Because do you know what show my daughter watches with my wife almost every other day on demand? The Real Housewives, thank you! Ding, 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 ding! Survey says the Real fucking Housewives of every fucking city! The season premiere, the reunion wrap-up, the vacation bloopers, it doesn't matter, my girls are all in for that shit. They watch what happens, okay, Andy Cohen, alright? And you know, male or female, if you sister the last time Sophia did this, because she cleared the table, miss, and I turned to my wife and I said, oh my God, it's you! You did this! Oh my God, you're the bad fucking influence! Oh my God, you're turning our daughter into a fancy piece of shit! Oh my God, this is the greatest day of my life since the Eagles won the fucking Super Bowl! Oh my God, sweet fucking vindication! It wasn't me! Yes, Shaggy! I was so fucking excited, ladies, okay? Because the point of the story is, ladies, one, mamas, do not let your daughters grow up to be real housewives, right, sir? That's a country song I should be commissioning. Call Toby Keith, your wife. I assume you all know each other, okay? All right, ladies? But listen, second part is, ladies, the saddest part of this story, though, is how long it took me to put this mystery together, ladies, okay? Because I should have been able to read the signs. I should have been able to read the clues, okay, sir? I should not have been like Tom Hanks in the Da Vinci Code, putting the fucking International Web of fucking clues together, okay, ladies? Because true story, my daughter's third and fourth words were Botox and vaginal rejuvenation. It's true, ladies. I didn't even know what vaginal rejuvenation was. My daughter had to explain it to me, ladies, okay? Apparently, these Jew surgeons turn your Land Rovers into a Ford Focus. Who knew? Medical science is capable of anything. So give it up for my wife, ladies and gentlemen, and the Real Housewives for turning my daughter into a fancy piece of shit. That was your warm-up on Papa Run Scoot. Are you guys ready for a two-minute comedy? Give me your warm-up. All right, now listen. I'm going to be your host and showrunner this evening. I'm just going to remind you guys of the rules of the road. No talking, no texting, no photography of any kind. And please, if you feel the desire to heckle or disturb one of the comedians during their set, please take that desire and shove it directly up your ass, okay? We'll help you find it. We'll GPS it for you, okay? Now, the last thing I need you guys to do is be the greatest studio audience on a Saturday night in what may seem like a strip club after we're done here at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, New Jersey, that comedy has ever seen, okay, sir? When you're at home and you're watching The Big Bang Theory, you're like, who are all those people laughing and clapping at literally everything? That's you, motherfuckers. That's you guys tonight, okay, everybody? All right, so I'd like to get a little practice in before we bring the first comic to the stage. So on the count of three, I need to hear this place on a 10, like Nick Foles just did the Philly special on your Thanksgiving dinner, okay? One, two, three, let's hear it. You can go for your first comic.